Well, we're about a minute early, but that's all right. We'll go and get started if it's all right with everybody here today. Thank you for being here this afternoon. Shortly after winning election as your mayor, we began the work of identifying the best people to serve in the new administration. We were looking for people who were respected in their field and by their peers, who had a proven record of leadership and who were held in high esteem by the community that they wished to serve. And in no instance did we find a person who fulfilled that criteria better than our public safety director, Scott Newman. For the past year and a half, Scott has led the public safety department with a clarity of vision, a strength of purpose, and a profound dignity that only a few people in the history of city government could ever match. As many of you already know, Scott has announced that his last day with the administration will be July 31st. My purpose in asking you to join me this afternoon is to mark the accomplishments of one of our city's true leaders. My trusted advisor, a good and decent man, and my friend. Scott is brilliant. He's humorous, and he approaches every challenge with an unbelievable work ethic. More than just a broad picture, Scott brought a wisdom as to how an individual should live and how a community such as ours should work together. Simply watching him in a meeting meant understanding that you were in the presence of a master, a true genius, someone who understands both the strategic and the tactical objectives related to public safety and the human dynamic. Scott's accomplishments as a public safety director are simply a continuation of his remarkable career in public service and his deep caring for the Indianapolis community. During his two terms as a Marion County prosecutor, he won nationwide acclaim for how he administered his office and his winning record as a trial prosecutor. It was because of his integrity and his unparalleled record of achievement, along with his pioneering work at Strand Analytical Labs, that I asked him to join the administration as my public safety director. Scott's leadership and experience was crucial as we brought IMPD and other public safety agencies back under a unified chain of command in the mayor's office. Working with public safety officials and experts from both parties, Scott was able to effect this change without partisan rancor or adversely affecting morale in the ranks. In fact, morale has improved dramatically, as I'm sure the men and women of our law enforcement agencies here today can attest. Scott knew from day one that the best way to improve public safety in our community was to develop a true model of community policing, to empower cops on the beat, to know their neighborhoods, and to ask what's happening instead of what happened. And it's working. Crime is down in Indianapolis because of the dedication of our public safety personnel and because of the leadership and the vision of Scott Newman. Under his leadership, we have also seen significant improvement in the way our Animal Care and Control Agency serves the citizens of Indianapolis, in the way our county's Emergency Management Agency responds to things like natural disasters, and in the way that the Indianapolis Fire Department responds when lives are on the line. He made it a priority to provide access to the best training and equipment. And as a result, we see that our local firehouses serving as national models for other cities. We are also about to mark a new milestone in IFD on August 1st, when the Perry Township Fire Department merges with IFD. and the same level of training and service becomes available to more of Marion County. There are, in fact, few spokes of activity within our community not touched by Scott's positive influence. We can see it in our successful bid for the 2012 Super Bowl, in the Colts and the Pacers games, in the Black Expo events, every other convention or sporting event that brings thousands upon thousands of people to the streets of Indianapolis to enjoy one of the safest, most walkable urban downtowns found anywhere in the country. All these accomplishments testify to the brilliance of Scott's work, the singular nature of his leadership, and his tremendous standing here in the Indianapolis community. We don't set out to replace Scott Newman, but rather to search diligently for someone who will adhere to the same high standards that Scott exemplified, and the same high standards we expect for someone who heads our public safety efforts. During the transition process, current Deputy Director of Public Safety, Mark Renner, will serve as interim director. But before I turn over the podium over to Director Newman, I want to thank you, Scott, for all that you've done to make Indianapolis a safer place to work, to live, and to raise a family. Under your watch, our city's crime rate has dropped nearly 14%, and your leadership and your vision, along with the courage and dedication of our public safety officers, made all of that happen. We know that this has always been about more than the nuts and bolts of law enforcement and firefighting. For Scott, this has always been about the quality of life for the citizens of Indianapolis and about making this city the kind of city we want it to be. We are fortunate that Scott has agreed to continue his public service in our community as an unpaid advisor to the administration and to the Public Safety Department. He will continue to work on strategic projects, and we will always, always welcome his counsel. Please now let me turn over the podium to my Public Safety Director, Scott Newman.